Hello everyone, I'm Lucy, I'm 11 years old, and I just graduated 5th grade. Today, I'll be interviewing Dr. Douglas Kwan.
Thanks, Lucy. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
So, let's start off with an easy question. How do you define or measure success?
That's actually not an easy question, but for me, the definition of success is trying to do something that actually has an impact on the lives of patients. And that can take many forms. That can be either through the research that we do here in the lab on HIV and immunology, or in the clinical work I do seeing patients in the hospital.
Okay. So could you list a few plans and goals that you have for the upcoming year?
Well, I think we have a lot of really exciting projects. So one of our big goals is try to get those stories out. When we do science here in the lab, we'll do research and we'll actually start understanding new and exciting things. And when we're at a point where we feel like it's time to share those results, we'll actually put together a paper and start talking about it in the public. And so one of the things I'm really looking forward to is having an opportunity to actually put together some of our stories that we're currently finishing up here in the lab and publishing those in papers so that other people can see them and learn from them.
Oh, okay. So could you tell me what HIV or AIDS is?
HIV is something that we study here in the lab, and it's a virus. And when people get HIV and they don't get treated, they can get very sick because HIV can infect your immune cells. Now, your immune cells are the cells in your body that help you fight infection. So if those cells are then attacked by HIV, then your body becomes very susceptible to lots of different types of infections. And when HIV progresses to a point where people get very, very weak immune system, then that's called AIDS. So AIDS is just a form of HIV where people have gotten to the point where they're actually now very sick.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, can I ask you, does HIV or AIDS come with any symptoms? And if it does, can you list a few?
One of the interesting things about HIV is that when people first get HIV, sometimes they'll have symptoms like when someone gets a bad cold or the flu. They may feel achy and have a fever, feel tired, but then actually that then goes away. And then there's this period of chronic infection with HIV where people can actually feel relatively normal. And they may not even realize that they have HIV infection. In fact, worldwide, almost 25% of people who have HIV don't realize that they have it. And it's not until many years afterwards of having HIV, if you don't get diagnosed and you don't get treated, that eventually the virus can present itself and make you feel really sick.
Oh, so do you think you can cure HIV or AIDS from the world?
It's not an easy task, but there are a lot of really smart people working on it all over the world. And I do believe that in my lifetime, we can end HIV or at least see the end of the epidemic be in sight.
I have an ending question.
Yeah.
So this is not real. This is more of like a general question.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have any required responsibilities you need in order to do this job successfully?
I think that this is an interesting job because I think you have to be good at a lot of different things to do it well. So first and foremost, you need to have an idea of what kind of scientific questions you want to address and how to develop good strategies to try to answer those questions. You also have to be able to build a team, like get all these really smart, excited people around you so that they can help you sort of solve these unsolved problems. You need to be able to kind of communicate the work. So you need to be able to go out there and talk about the work and publish your papers so that other people can learn about the work and the findings. And, you know, you need to be able to kind of manage the finances in the lab. So there are many, many different skills that are required to kind of do this job. And I think that's one of the most interesting things about it, that it's not just one thing, that you have to be able to kind of work on lots of different things. And I feel like I'm always learning new things every day here on the job.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you for talking to me today and answering my questions that I have for you.
Well, thanks, Lucy. It's been a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so that's the end, guys.